tell the story.
This is First Nation Ministries. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to Native American tribes throughout North America, providing food, clothing, and other life essentials. Now here are your hosts, Deborah Klein and Marv Betcher. We'll pick up where we left off on Tuesday as Debbie continues with her teaching, Do We Really Know God?
Every healthy relationship requires a two-way conversation. And so reading the Bible without prayer is not enough, just like praying without reading the Bible is not enough. We need both. And when God adopts us into his family, it's as much in our nature to pray as it is for a baby to cry. It's just a natural thing. And it's an evidence of your relationship to God that you want to talk to him, that you cry out to him. A prayerless life, I think, is a godless life. I don't know how you can be a child of God and not pray. A Christian, I think, is somebody that longs for God more than they want anything else in their life. And I'm not saying you start off that way. It's a growing process. You know, you start off, well, you know, yeah, I like this God thing. It's nice to be able to pray, but maybe the rest of your day you're not paying much attention. But as you walk with him and as you grow in your relationship, it becomes all-consuming. I really think it does. You may have to go to your job and, you know, there are times when your attention is elsewhere, but the minute you have time to just sit and think, your thoughts go to your Father. I think that's evidence. And prayer is a time when we can talk to our Father without hiding anything from him. He knows it anyway. So we can express our adoration for God, our love for him, our thankfulness for all he has done, all he's doing right now, all he's going to do, even though we can't see it in the future, and to bring our requests to him, because he said, you have not because you ask not.
That's right.
So he wants to hear our requests. Somebody, I think it was Robert McShane, said, what a man is on his knees, that he is, and nothing more.
Amen.
So when we pray, we bring everything that we are to all that God is, trusting him that he never turns a deaf ear to his children. He is the ultimate listener, and he never promises to give us everything we want. That's never promised in the Bible, but he does promise to listen and to give us everything that we need. Being the perfect father, in Matthew 7:11, he promises to give good things to those who ask him. So without a doubt, prayer isn't always easy. There are times when prayer can be a real struggle. I'm sure you've faced it. I've faced it. But the good news is that God promised to help us pray. Sometimes we find ourselves lacking energy and words, and God promises to motivate us, to animate us, to carry us. And sometimes, there have been times when all I could do is just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I just, you know, sometimes the grief is so deep or the fatigue is so overwhelming and you just don't have it in you. But you can always call his name.
Something that you shared with me been quite a while ago now, probably over a year ago, but it was quite helpful to me, and I don't know if I've ever even mentioned this to you before or not, but I was kind of complaining about being so busy that I really didn't seem like I had the time to really dedicate to prayer, just down on my knees, really communing with the Father. And you said that you just have a kind of an ongoing conversation with mm-hmm. the Father all day long, more or less. And that became quite a blessing to me because every little thing, it seems like it's got to where every little thing comes up. If I can't if I can't find the pen I had in my pocket 2 minutes ago, or if I laid the keys to something down, and I just find myself in that attitude of kind of continuous prayer, asking the Father for help. And I believe what you said just now is really true. He really does want us to involve Him in every aspect of our life, Debbie. Yes. Not just the really huge, big things, you know, but everything. He wants to share, and He created man for communion and companionship with Himself, you know. And that's really true.
That reminds me of, I remember so clearly, and I don't know why, but Dad was preaching at what was then Prairie Community Church over in Vancouver. And he was telling the moose story of, you know, when he was up, when this ministry was born on that moose trip, and how God had told him to tell everyone they would all get a moose. And my dad wasn't much for visions and, you know, prophecy, and he believed the word and believed God could and would, but he didn't go around predicting a lot of things before they happened. And he struggled with that. He didn't want to go tell these men that they were all going to get a moose, but he did it eventually. And I remember in this sermon him saying, "You think God doesn't care about a moose hunt?
Yes.
God cares about the little things in your life."
Yes.
And that's true. As I get older, you lose keys and it's like, oh my goodness, it's awful. Well, it's just part of, as we get older, you know, our brains don't work as well. Our memory doesn't work as well as it used to. And just to know, I can say, "Lord, I'm in a bind here. I need the keys to my car. Would you help me find them?" And He does.
Yes. Yes, He cares about our whole life and our whole relationship with Him.
And the wonderful thing is the Spirit helps us, because the Scripture says we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Romans 8:26-27. What rest!
Mm-hmm.
What joy! We don't have to worry. We have an intercessor who is praying, who intercedes for us. It's just too wonderful.
Too big to wrap your little finite mind around, isn't it?
It is. Well, then I want to talk about church attendance. And, you know, some people think you don't need to go to church. And I think there are circumstances when you're older, maybe you can't drive anymore, maybe you're invalid when you're ill. I get that. And I'm so thankful for television, Christian television, where ministries will include you in their service. But while you are able, the Bible says, "Forsake not the assembling of yourself together." God said way back in Genesis, it's not good that man be alone. It's not good for man to be alone. He was talking about a relationship for Adam. It also includes the body of Christ. It's not good for us to be alone. And frankly, one of the tricks of Satan is to isolate us. If ever you start feeling isolated or that you can't be involved in group setting, you keep your eye out for Satan, because that's one of his tricks, is to get you alone. And then he'll start whispering in your ear negative, faith-crushing things, lies. We need to be edified or built up by our time spent with other Christians. Sometimes, too, when you're going through a terrible situation that you just really, it's brought you to your knees, it's a time to depend on your Christian brothers and sisters to help you get through it. They can pray for you. They can encourage you, extend their love to you. God sometimes, I think, carries us on His back through the love of Christian brothers and sisters. We need each other. The church is God's family. And as we experience love and grace in God's family, we also experience His love and grace through them. So when the church helps us and encourages us, it is God helping us and encouraging us through our brothers and sisters. But it takes work and discipline. It takes time. First of all, I want to say you're never going to find the perfect church. So if that's your goal, just give it up. Because churches are made up of people. and these people are at various stages of maturity. If you're looking for that perfection, you're never going to engage in church. But that doesn't mean that you can just stay home, because the scripture is very clear. A lot of people like to say they have a relationship with God without being connected to a local church, but it is not possible to have Christ the head without Christ the body. You can read about that in Ephesians 1, 22, 23, and Colossians 1, 18. The two are really inseparable, and so to neglect the body of Christ is to neglect Christ, I believe. So the bottom line is this: a real relationship with God will show itself in a real relationship with his people. And as we listen to God through his word and pray to him and associate with his children, we will be assured. God assures us of our salvation. Well, I'm out of time today. I hope you'll join us next week. And in the meantime, listen to those classics of Dad that I know you guys love. God bless you. Real good.
Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. Tomorrow, please join us for our classic edition of First Nation Ministries with our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.